The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף חפחת. Today's daf is being studied. לעילוי נשמת מור זקני, רבי יוסף בן שרה. ומרת זקנתי, יפה בת שרה, ורבי אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. Today's daf is being studied, רפואה שלמה, משה בן דינה, שרה רוחמה, בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל, אל נא רפנה להם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתם קרובה לבוא, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf, on Chav Zayin Amud Bet, and we begin on the bottom line of the Gemara. Let's just review the statement that the Gemara is going to analyze from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah opened up, Keshem Shehamayim Bodkin Ota, Kach Hamayim Bodkin Oto. The Mishnah says that just like the waters inspect or check the Sota lady, meaning if she's guilty, the waters will cause her to explode or blow up, however we want to say it, it also checks him. Now, the question is, who is the him that we're talking about? When the Mishnah says, Kach Hamayim Bodkim Oto. Who is this Oto? So the Mishnah, the Gemara begins, Oto Leman. Well, who's the Oto? Ilema Leba'al. If you're going to tell me that it's her husband, which means it's like she blows up, so it also checks the husband. So the Gemara says, Ba'al Mai Avid. What do you want from the husband? He's innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. Why should the waters check him? After all, it was his wife that committed the act. It wasn't him. So the Gemara says, V'chitema. So maybe you're going to say, De'i it be'avon. Badki le'maya. That maybe it's talking about where he's not so innocent. Maybe it's talking about where he actually has an avon. What avon are we referring to? So that she says that he had relations with her after she was nistera. Halakha says, as we learned several times already, that once she's on her way to the Beit HaMikdash to drink, until it's solved, he is forbidden to be with her. So maybe what the Gemara is saying is that if he went and had a forbidden relation with his wife on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, so just like the water is going to affect her, it's going to affect him because he's guilty as well. So the Gemara says, can't be. Ki it be avon bedideh. Mi batke la maya ledida? When he is guilty of sin, does the water check her? No. Veha tanya, we learned in a braita. Vinika ha'ish me'avon, ve'isha ha'i tisa et avona. Bizman sha'ish menuke me'avon, hamayim bodkin et ishto. En ha'ish menuke me'avon, en hamayim bodkin et ishto. Which means the Torah comes and tells us that only when the husband is clean from sin does the waters work on her. And therefore, if he's guilty of a sin, for example, having bi'ah after she was nistera, the waters are not going to even work on his wife. Therefore, she's not going to explode or blow up because he's guilty. So therefore, that's not the case. We're looking for a case where two people are going to blow up. Keshem shamayim bodkim ota, kachamayim bodkim oto. So it cannot be the husband, because if the husband committed an act of isud, the waters don't work on her. So we're back to the question, who is the oto that the Mishnah says that also suffers the punishment? Ve'ela le'bo'el. So it's talking about the fellow that she had the relation with, which means that's the bo'el. And it makes sense, he's guilty also. So the Gemara says, litni. So why didn't the Mishnah say it? Which means, why does the Mishnah leave a vague terminology, oto? And then we have to struggle to figure out who's the guy. Let the Mishnah say, Keshem Shabbal Bodkin Ota, Kacha Mayim Bodkin Metaboil. Say it befirush. And just like it said it in the end of the Mishnah, Keshem Sha'asura Le Baal, Kach Asura Le Boil.
Later on in the Mishnah knows how to use the word bo'il. Like the Mishnah said later on, just like she becomes forbidden to the husband, she becomes forbidden as well to the bo'il, which is after she gets divorced from her husband, in the event, let's say, where she doesn't drink, right? Let's say she admits that she was guilty, so she has to get a divorce, obviously, from her husband, and she's forbidden to go with the bo'il as well. So the Mishnah knows how to use the word bo'il. So why does the Mishnah, the Resha, use the word oto? Le'olam le'bo'il. Really, I'll tell you, it is the bo'il. The Resha, and in the first part of the Mishnah, Aydi detana ota, tani oto. Sefa, Aydi detana ba'al, tana bo'il. Which means the Mishnah likes to keep consistency in terminology. So since in the beginning of the Mishnah, it started off with the word ota, so it refers to the bo'il as oto. Later on, the Mishnah it says the word ba'al, so therefore use the word bo'il. So therefore it is the bo'il, just the Mishnah is being consistent in its terminology. Now the Gemara continues from a quote from our Mishnah, Shine Emar, Uba'u, Uba'u. Which means, how do we know that indeed the waters check both of them? So it says, Uba'u, Uba'u. Now the question is, what is the Dirasha? We have one of two options. Either it could be from the fact that the Torah says the words Uba'u twice, meaning and the waters will come in, Uba'u Amayim. So they'll come in not only to check, but they'll check the Bo'il as well. That's one way of learning the Gemara is going to say. Or you could learn it just from one Uba'u, and it's from the extra Vav, which means from the fact that it says Uba'u, so from the extra Vav you could be Doresh, coming to include somebody else. So comes the Gemara and says, Ibaya lehu. Ba'u, Uba'u ka'amar, is the drasha from the extra vav, meaning ba'u, and then the extra vav comes to include the second person. Or maybe it's Uba'u, Uba'u ka'amar, just because the Torah says it twice. I mean, this is semantics now, we just want to know, we know it's coming from Uba'u, but what part of the Uba'u? From the double language? Or is it from the extra vav? So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, well, we'll try to bring a proof from something later on in the Mishnah. Keshem she'asura le'ba'al, kach asura le'bo'il. We learned in the Mishnah, as we just said, just like she becomes forbidden to the husband, she's also forbidden to the bo'il. How do you know that? She'ne'emar nitme'a v'nitme'a. Because the Pasuk says nitme'a v'nitme'a. Now, at this point over here, we're going to have the same question. Is it from the fact that it says the word nitme'a twice, meaning she'll be tme'a to two people, or is it the vav? So the Gemara says, va'adayin tve'aye. We'll have a question now on nitme'a. Nitme'a v'nitme'a ka'amar, is it the vav v'nitme'a ka'amar? Or nitme'a v'nitme'a ka'amar? Or is it the double language? Which means the same question now that you have by uba'u, you have a question by nitme'a v'nitme'a. So tashema, so I'll bring you a proof. Midiketani sefa. The end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Omer, shne pe'amim ha'amurim b'parasha. The fact that it says it twice in the parasha, v'nitme'a v'nitme'a, ehad de ba'al, ehad de bo'il. So clearly you see Rabbi's opinion is it's from the double language v'nitme'a. Now Rabbi Akiva argued on Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva obviously does not hold the same dirasha as Rabbi. It's Rabbi that says it's from the double language. So it must be Rabbi Akiva was the author of the other statement. Must say it's coming from the Vav. Mechlad Rabbi Akiva, Vav Kadarish. Also, just like he's Doresh the Vav of Vin Nitme'a, he must be consistent in Doresh the Vav of Uba'u to teach me that the waters work on both Har and on the Bo'e. So Hilkach Rabbi Akiva, therefore it comes out according to Rabbi Akiva. Shita kira'e ketivi. Comes out according to Rabbi Akiva, you actually have over here six pisukim, or six ribuyim. How? Look at Rashi. Shita kira'e. See Rashi, shita kira'e, six. Shita is six. Six pisukim. Shelosha uba'u ketubim. Rashi says, if you look at the Parashat Sotan, Parashat Naso, it says the word uba'u three times. Now according to Rabbi Akiva, each uba'u is really two, because the vav is an inclusion. So technically you have six potential derashot to doresh on the word uba'u. Now what do you need it three times? I understand the general concept is to include the ba'al and the the sota or tahar and the bo'il. That I understand. But now we're going to have to figure out what do you need uba'u three times? Mm-hmm. Which really is six derashot according to Rabbi Akiva based on his extra vav in each word. So the Gemara says the following. Had, the first one is lesava'a dide. Actually, had le sabaa dida, the had le sabaa dide. Sabaa literally means that the commandment that what that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is gozer that the waters are going to work, which means so the first pasuk says ubau hamayim hamaririm. That's like God saying you should know I'm empowering these waters over here to have the ability to affect and make make the judgment on this lady. One is the judgment on her, and one is on him. So hence the first uba'u hamayim hamaririm is coming to say for two people, for her and him, that what? That God's saying, you should know the waters are going to have a koach. The waters are going to have a power. Now, v'had la'asiyah dida, v'had la'asiyah dide, which means, the next one is where God is saying, ubau hamayim hamaririm specifically to this lady. That what? It's going to happen. Which means if she is guilty, number one, God empowers the waters. And number two, it's saying if this lady or that Boreel committed this action over here, asiyah dide, the ubau, the waters are going to go in and actually blow her up and blow him up as well. And the third one, behad lidiyah dide, and one is lidiyah dida, for her knowledge, behad lidiyah dide, and one is for his knowledge. Knowledge of what? So explain the knowledge over here. This is a very important concept to keep in mind. It's coming to tell us over here that what? That the waters are going to affect her, that they're going to go into her stomach and then into her legs, and the way the waters are going to explode her is stomach first and then the legs. So it's coming to inform how the waters are going to work. The pasuk says, "Ubau amayim ar-mararim." The bitter waters are going to come, litzbot betin, to cause the stomach to explode or to swell, v'lanpil yarech, and to cause the legs to collapse. So therefore, ubau, 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 six derashot. One derasha is to tell us, number one, the concept of that what? Sava'ah. That the waters work. God empowers the waters for him and for her. Number two, asiyah. That if she's guilty, it's going to happen. Which means she's going to explode and he is going to as well. And then lidiyah. That you both have to know that the way it's going to happen is stomach and then yarech. Now let's read Rashi together. Let's read Rashi. So it's 2, 4, 6. Ubau, ubau, ubau. Sava'a, asiyah, yeah. Sava'a, asiyah and yediyah. Okay, let's read Rashi now. Shita kira'in, see inside. Shilosha ubau ketuvim sham. He gives you the pesukim. Ubau amayim aririm ba'el be'ayich lesbot batin li'odi alanu de betin ve'hadar yarech. To teach me that's the stomach and then the feet. Why? Shilol lehotzi la'az. Because the Gemara says when he Kohen warns her what's going to happen, the pasuk says, listen, if you're going to be guilty of it, you're going to drink these waters, it's going to cause lanpil yarech v'litzbot batin. It's going to cause your legs to buckle and your stomach to swell. In the warning, he puts legs first. And the Gemara says on Daftit, why the legs first? Because that's the first part of the body that gets the hana'ah at the time of the tashmish. The thigh is the first part that has the hana'ah. But when it happens stomach and then. So therefore he has to repeat it to her so she won't come along and say, it's not like the Torah says it. That is a mahloket. There's a mahloket exactly who you're concerned, who's going to say over here. Some say the concern is that you worry about the lady that's going to blow up herself. That a second before she blows up, as she sees it happening in the reverse way, she'll become a koferet at that moment. So she'll die as a koferet. She'll say, the thing is, it's a fake out. Torah said it this way and it happened a different way. The simple understanding is it's really not for her because she's blowing up anyway. We don't care what she's thinking. It's for everybody else when they're going to say, hey, Torah said stomach first and then the Kohen warned her, legs then stomach, and we're seeing now the opposite. So therefore that's what the Kohen has to repeat it to her and say, even though I warned you, legs and then stomach, but the Yidiyah teaches me what? You should know the way it enters, that the water enters in the stomach first, Then it goes down to, so that's the first ubao, and the ubao is double. Yeah. One for him and one for the bo'el. And then, v'had v'hishka etayishat me'amarim amarim ubao ubao hamayim letzava'ah. What does sabah mean? So the Rashi explains, shakadosh baruch hu gozer shiyavo ubao hamayim lemarim. That, like I said, God empowers the waters. That these waters are, we are going to have the power to cause v'had asiyah. Do it. Give other waters to drink. Here the Torah guarantees, which means it's going to happen. She drinks it, it's going to happen if she's guilty. So you have the extra vav, you have six. That's the way to be Akiva, is Doresh the three Uba'us. Comes the Gemara and says, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi, he doesn't go doresh the vav. So tlate kerae ketive had le sava'a v'had asiya v'had li'idi'a for her. Once already we would doresh, that includes the bo'el as well, so it's automatic that whatever we said applies to the lady is going to apply to the, but you don't need a specific extra vav to come and include that. So that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara says a question. Gemara continues. The Rabbi, Kishem Shamayim Bodkin Ota, Kach Bodkin Oto Minale, which means according to Rabbi, that's not Doresh. The vavs. How does he know the derasha of that? Just like the waters are going to be bodek. Here, it's going to bodek, which is according to the Rabbi Akiva, you told me it's what? Vav Yetera. Good. Vav Yetera. Where does, now, we saw all now the Rabbi by Nitme'ah v'Nitme'ah, that was to teach me that just like she's Asura to the husband, she's Asura to the Bo'el. But we still didn't find the source for the Rabbi, how he knows that the waters will blow up both of them. So that's the Gemara's question. V'Rabbi, Keshem Shamayim Bodkin Otakak Bodkin Taminale. How does he know it? Nafkale Meditani. We know it from the following Braita. Litzbot Baten V'Nalpil Yarech. The Torah says in one of its Pesukim that the waters are going to be for a swelling of the stomach, V'Nalpil Yarech, and for the falling of the legs. Bitno V'Yerecho Shel Bo'el. Oh, and this Pesuk he says is referring to whose stomach and whose legs? The Bo'el's. But who said? Ata omer bitno v'yirecho shel bo'el, o eno ela bitna v'yirecha shel nifailet. Who told you? Maybe this person was referring to the stomach of the sota herself. Kishu omer v'saveta bitna v'nafela yirecha, hare bitna v'yirecha shel nifailet amur. Already we have another pasuk talking about her stomach swelling. That's clearly the pasuk is in a feminine tense. V'saveta bitna v'nafela yirecha. It's all feminine. That must be talking about her. So what is the other pasuk that's written in a masculine tent talking about? Good, so that's how Rabbi knows that the boy gets in trouble as well. Oh, according to Rabbi Akiva now, that learned it from Uba'u, what does he do with this language? Right? What does he do with it? V'idach. Hahu de moda la kohen de beten veresha vehadar yarech shelo leotzila az alamayim amarim. Okay, he has to tell it because again, because it's, he warned her in the reverse, like we explained on Daftet. He warned her that the yarech is going to go first and then the beten. So if he has to repeat it to say, hey, it's going to happen like the waters go down into our system, stomach and then yarech. That's where the Rabbi Akiva learns the pasuk. Oh, ve'idach. So the B, what does he do now? Imker, if that's the only thing the pasuk was trying to teach me, lichtov kera bitna v'yerecha. Let it write it in the feminine, and just to read bitna v'yerecha to repeat that it's going to go beten first and yerecha. My beten v'yerech. Why do I write it in the masculine? Shma mina leboel. It must be coming to teach me boel, which means it's coming to teach me two things. It's coming to teach me the deed of boel plus the order. Ve'ema kule la'achi u'da'ata. Who told you? Maybe it's only coming and telling me the deen of Bo'el. Who told you it's coming to tell you both things? Imken lichtov bitno ve'yerecho. If it was just teaching you that the Bo'el gets blown up, it should have said his stomach, his legs, bitno. My beten v'yerech. Beten v'yerech is still more generic. Therefore, shmat minat tarte. It's coming to teach you both things. What are both things? Number one, that the keshem shamayim botin ota kach botkim et ha-bo'el. And number two, that it's going to happen by the beten first and then the yerech. So basically, we don't have an argument here in halakha. Everybody's agreeing that the waters work for both of them. The argument over here is just in Pisukim, where they are Doresh, whereas the Akimah Doresh from Uba'u, from the extra Vav, and whereas the B is really Doresh, it's from the Pasuk over here of Litzbot Betin Venampil Yarech. And it should be noted that this Halakha is actually quoted in the Rambam as well. The Rambam is posek in the halacha. He just quotes in the halacha, "Umipi Hashemua lamdu tekeshem shehi asura lebala." Okay, we learned that already. Kach asura leboel. But then it says over here, "Beota sha'a shetamut hasota." That's Rambam in Chot Sota Perik Gimal Halacha Yud Zayin. "Beota sha'a shetamut hasota yamut hanoef." The adulterer also dies as well. Sheishka al yado bekol makom shu, wherever he may be. He's not in the Beit HaMikdash. He's at home. The yeralo meoraot shirula, and the same way of death as well. Litzbot beten velanpil yarech, which means it's gonna happen to him in the same way. Now the Mishneh LaMelech has a couple of sifekot when it comes to this noef that we say is going to blow up as well. For example, one sefek they have over here is, let's say in a case where she didn't drink regarding that guy. Let's say she admitted regarding that guy, and therefore she got divorced, she got married again, and she was brought to the Beit HaMikdash on a different allegation from the next husband. And she drank waters now for a different guy. Do those waters now affect the first guy from the first marriage? Which means, let's say she blows up now for a second guy. Do we say, well, there's an OF out there from round one that she never drank? So that's a sefek the Mishneh LaMelech toys with. Does it have to be specifically she's drinking for that guy or even for a different situation? In any event, that is the halakha. Comes the Gemara and says, a quote from the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yoshua Kachaya Doresh Zecharia Ben Akatsav. Now, what was that saying? That was saying over here that just like she's asura to the Baal, she's asura to the Boel, because it says Vinitme'a, right? It says it twice. Whereas according to Biakiva, it's actually the Vav that's coming to edit. That just like she's asura to the Baal, she becomes asura to the Boel. Now, what does it mean asura to the Boel? Meaning if she gets divorced, she cannot marry the boy. If she blows up, she blows up. It's not a question. We're talking about a case where, let's say, she doesn't drink, and as a result, halacha says she doesn't want to drink. She has to get divorced from the first husband, and now she cannot go marry the boy. And that's the way the B Zechariah ben Aketzav also learned. Whereas the B came along and said, no, we go from the double language, v'nitme'a, says the parasha, and therefore he learns it like that. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the word v'nitme'a. Actually, we're going to find out that the word v'nitme'a is written three or even four times in the Perasha of Sota, so we're going to try to analyze what each Vinitma is coming to teach us. Comes to Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Pa'amim Amurim BeParasha Im Nitme'a. Which means we have one Pasuk that comes along and says, Vehayeta Im Nitme'a. We have another Pasuk that says, Vekine Et Ishto. He'll warn his wife, Vehin Nitme'a. We have a third Pasuk that says, Tahat Isha Vinitma'a. Lama, what do you need three pesukim to tell me that she is tamea? Echad la baal, echad la boel, echad la truma. So let's go. One is to forbid to the husband. Vinitma, she's forbidden to the husband. Number two is to the boel. If she gets divorced, or let's say the husband dies, she cannot go marry the boel. And number three, let's say she is a bat kohen. Normally a bat kohen, when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house to eat tirumah, so long as she does not have children. That is the halakha from the Torah. The question is, let's say a bat kohen was married to a fellow. He warned her. She was secluded. Subsequently, he died. So she really never got to drink. and she does not drink after the husband is dead. And therefore, halakha says she is forbidden to eat terumah. Where normally a widow would go back to the father's house to eat terumah, the third minute me'ah comes and teaches me she's asurah to eat terumah like a bat kohen. This is the words of Devrei Rabbi Akiba. Dashi, they had the terumah. Let's just read that dashi inside, please. Sha'afilu hi bat kohen. She is still forbidden to eat teruma. However, comes Rabbi Ishmael. Amar Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says, Kal v'chomer. I'm going to make a Kal v'chomer over here. Now, we're going to read the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Ishmael. It's not clear at this point why is he bringing this Kal v'chomer. Seemingly it has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva was talking about. It's like he's bringing this Kal v'chomer from left field. Gemara's going to ask on the Amud Bet, what is Rabbi Ishmael responding to when he brings this Kal v'chomer? Whereas Rabbi Akiva's point over here is to tell me that she's Asurat Itirumah. Now let's see what Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says. Kal v'chomer, Uma Gerusha Shemuteret Letruma Asura Lekeuna Zu Sha'asura Betruma. He comes along and discussing now a different point. He's trying to show you that a lady that became a sota, she didn't drink the waters, right? She is going to be forbidden to marry into the kehuna. And how does he know this? He knows this from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? And what a girusha, a regular divorcee. She divorced a kohen. She does not have children. Can she eat terumah? Yes. A divorcee goes back to her father's house to eat terumah. So he wants to make a kal v'chomer. Uma girusha that can eat terumah, but is forbidden to marry a kohen. Girusha cannot marry a kohen, right? This sota, right, that cannot eat terumah, all the more so she should be forbidden to marry a kohen. Understand the kal v'chomer? I'll repeat it again. Uma, a regular lady that's a gerusha, can eat teruma. Bat kohen, she goes back to her father's house. But is asura to a kohen, this lady that's a sota that cannot eat teruma. Or the more so she'd be forbidden to the kohen. So Rabbi Ishmael is talking about a different subject here. Right? So Rabbi Akiva is telling us teruma business. She can't eat teruma. So Rabbi Ishmael says, hey, kal v'chomer. Oh, but you kal v'chomer teaching me something else. Okay, so Gemara is going to react. What did he say? What did he answer? But the point over here is, that's what he is saying. Now look at Rashi. Let's read the kal v'chomer in Rashi, please. Kal v'chomer. Eno sarich la'avim min ha'mikra le'poslam min ha'kehuna. You don't have to bring it from a pasuk that she's pesulat to the kehuna. That everybody I can learn from a kal v'chomer. Then I said, "Going to be ati ma girusha bat kohen. She did garsha mi Israel vezera enla. Very important. She has no children. She muteret betruma. She goes back to her father's. Kedichtiv melechem abia tocham pesula lekuna. But she cannot marry a kohen because she is a girusha. Zu she pesula betruma. How do we know she's pesula betruma? We just said from the word in the tmeah. Mirabuyad mevda kedikamart enudich pesula lekuna." Okay, the Gemara is going to ask, the Kaman Parich, I need to be Akiva be Pesul Kuna. He wasn't even talking about Pesul Kuna, so what are you talking about, Bishmael? He wasn't discussing that. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, another question. Mat Talmud Lomar Vihi Nitma. Vihi Lo Nitma. If you look in the Perashah of the Sota, in the same context, one Pasuk says, Vikine it Ishto, and the guy warns his wife, Vihi Nitma. And then another pasuk says, "Ve'avar alav ruach kinah v'kineh teshto v'hid lo nitma'a." Now make up your mind. Is she guilty or she not guilty? In the same context, we're talking about one lady. One time it says she's guilty, nitma'a, she committed the act. One pasuk says she didn't. Did she or didn't she? So that's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, "Im nitma'a," if it's like the first pasuk that says she actually did it, "Lama shota," what is she drinking for? Now, v'im lo nitma'a, if she didn't do it, lama mashka. So what are you giving her to drink for? So the Gemara says, magid lecha katuv, shasafek, asura. It's coming along and say, we don't know what she did. She's nitma'a, lo nitma'a. She's in safek. We don't know. And you know what the hadush of the pasuk is? that indeed she is forbidden to the husband at that point, misafek, which means she has to drink, and until she drinks, she's going to be as sweet. And if she doesn't drink, even though it's a safek, she's out. She has to get a divorce. Look at Rashi. First wide line in Rashi. Magid lecha katuv she'al hasafek asura. V'achi kamar kana isha zu shemen nitme'a v'shemen lo nitme'a. Maybe she did it, maybe she didn't. V'kamar lecha diyashkena. The Torah comes along and says, give her a drink. And if she doesn't drink, she is indeed going to be asura. Even though it's a safek, it's as if it is a vadai. Now, it should be noted that you would say, well, anyway, it's a safek d'oraita over here, and safek d'oraita lechomra, so what do I need a pasuk? So the Hadush of the Gemara is saying, we don't consider it a safek. We consider it a vadai. And there are halachic ramifications, which means without this, I could just say, well, she's safek. Well, she did it, she didn't do it. So then already you have safek doraita plays over here, can't be with the husband. Or maybe I would say that maybe she has a hazakah. She has a hazakah that really she was good until this point. But now that you're telling me that you have a pasuk, you come to tell me, not only are we going to treat it as a safek, as a din, as if it's a vadai. And Tosfot does bring nafka minot, if you make the safek a vadai. Nafkamina, if the husband, let's say the husband goes with her before she drinks, and she comes out that she was okay, still the husband's considered as he made a isur over there. Because she, at that point she's vadai asura. And therefore he's going to get punished in the Shamayim. The Tosfot points out it. Mi ula baba mechlal ase ikav afilu im hi teora ne'inash bebetin shel ma'ala im ba'aleha. Which means, let's say a guy, he had a piece of meat in front of him. He doesn't know safek halif, safek shomen. He doesn't know if it's asur or mutar. He ate it. Turned out he was okay. It was shomen. He doesn't need kapara. He ate the right thing. In this case, over he had relations with her on the way to the Beit HaMikdash. Came out, she drank, nothing happened to her. So she's okay there. So technically, retro, you say he didn't do anything. He slept with her. He was allowed to sleep with her. There was no... That's what the Torah is coming to say. Tosfot says, no. At that point, she's not a sefik. She's a vadai asura nafkamina. At that point, if he sleeps with her on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, she is going to be... Well, she's not going to drink in that case. That's a technicality. I just said a case. She's not going to drink. But you find out that she's really teora. In truth, let's say she's really teora. We wouldn't know it, but in truth, God knows that she's teora. Still, the husband's going to get punished. Because the time that he did it, so you considered vadai. Anyway, that's one of the nafkaminot Tosfot plays with over here. And then even comes the Gemara and continues. Oh, now we say going to a new point over here. Gemara says like this: Mikan atad dan lesheritz. From here, kal vachomer, we're going to make over here. We're able to learn a law of tum'ah from the law of sota. What's the law? Uma sota. Shelo asaba shogeg kemezid. That's right. Which means, let's say over here, a lady committed the act with another man bishogeg. How would she commit an act bishogeg? How did she do it bishogeg? So that she says over here. Look at two lines at the bottom, and that she brings a very interesting case. V'hu adin leshogeg ishto ve'eshet ish emo bebayit. He's with his wife, and there's another couple in the same room. He thought he was with his wife. He ended up getting the other lady. She also thought that was her husband. Now in that case over there, she's permissible to go back to her husband. Even though it's a shogeg, you have to remember those didn't have lights, and it was dark and things like that. So therefore, maybe I made a mistake, and they're all sleeping in the same room. So that case over there, she's permissible. When she wakes up, it's a different lady. So now what happens? She is permissible to go back to her husband. She's a Torah only forbids when it's a mizid, not a shogeg, and continue, the ones kerason. We learned also, if the lady Gotham was raped, honest, she is permissible to go back to her husband. Asaba, but still, even though you have these leniencies, asaba safek kevadai. But the safek sota is considered, we treat her as Even though you have a couple of leniencies, that what? Shogeg is okay, she can go back. Onis, she can go back. But still, what? You say that if it's a sefek, like this case where you don't know what she did in the room, so until she drinks, she's considered madai asur. So from there, we're going to learn the law of sheretz. What's the law? Sheretz. Sheretz is a avatumah, right? It's a rodent that the Torah forbids. It's a sheretz, it's avatumah. Sha'asabo shogeg kemezid ve'onis kerason. That's right. A sheretz is metameh regardless. Let's say the sheretz by mistake falls on something. Doesn't matter. Let's say by force you put it on. Doesn't matter. A sheretz is tum'ah is in all cases. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onis, ben b'rason. En odin sheyasebo sefek kevadai. So we're going to say also now, you have an item. Yeah? You have a sefek. Did the sheretz touch it or not? Well, I'm going to learn from Sota. That what? Sefek is going to be vadai. And we have to treat it lechumrah and say it is indeed tameh. And it's a kavahomet. If by sota you're treating sefek evadai, where it has leniencies, yes, certainly by sheretz that has stringencies, certainly we're going to have a sefek like a vadai. But now the Gemara says, wait. Umimakom shebata. But from where the place where you came. Which means you want to learn from sota, you got to learn it like sota. And what's the law of sota? A very famous law. Ma sota reshuta yachid af sheretz reshuta yachid. First law. When do we say the sota is teme'am misafik? Where did her tum'ah take place? It took place in the private domain. She was secluded with a guy. We don't know what happened behind closed doors. That's considered a private domain. So if you really want to make an analogy, the analogy has to be that safik sota is teme'a birshuta yahid. So too we're going to say a sheretz. That what you say, if you have a safik, if the sheretz touched an item or not, it's only going to be asur if it's in the birshuta yahid. But let's say you have an item, it's in the public domain, and you don't know if the sheretz touched it, you're learning from sota. All you see from sota, it's got to be like sota, birshuta yahid. And there's another law we're going to learn from sota. And what is that? The Gemara continues. Uma sota davar sheyesh bo da'at lishael af sheretz davar sheyesh bo da'at lishael. In the case of sota, you have da'at over here, which means there's human beings involved in the picture. Right. Which means you could ask the lady, did you do it? Didn't you do it? There's da'at lishael. So therefore, so too by the sheretz case, it's got to be a case where there was human beings involved, which means there was a guy there standing there, and you can go ask him, hey, did you were standing there working with Tarot, did the sheretz touch? Oh, I don't know, I'm a supak. Oh, just like by the sotah, there was da'at of people over there, so too by the sheretz case, it has to be somebody to ask. Meaning, let's say there was a heresh standing over there, or a shote, or a katan. We're going to say the item is ta'or, because nobody to ask. They don't have da'at. So therefore, sefeko will be ta'or. So therefore, in order to make it sefeko tameh, you need sefek tum'ah birshuta yahid with da'at, with somebody there that you can ask. Look at the Rashi, please. Look at the Rashi. Uma sota, davar sheyesh bo da'at nisha'elu, im nitme'ah im lav. Right? You can ask. אַפ ספק תומא דבר שיש בו בנוגע זה דעת נשאל אם נגע אם לא והוא אומר אין יודע כגון אדם או טהרות שיהיה אדם עוסק במשעת שלו עד הספק or a guy was working with טהרות like I told you and then the ספק came and said hey what happened oh I don't know if it touched or not now you'll ask me a question but the Mifashim say that it's not such a fair analogy because by the sotah you have two da'at you have da'at of the the Baal and da'at of the the Bo'el and the lady. Here it's only da'at, the sheretz has no da'at. You just have the guy himself, but it's enough. It's enough as long as you have da'at and no. So from here you learn a fair, famous law, the Gemara says, Umikar Amru, davar sheyesh bo da'at nisha'el b'reshut ha'yachid, sefeko tameh. B'reshut ha'rabim, sefeko tahor. V'she'en bo da'at nisha'el. Ben b'reshut ha'yachid, ben b'reshut ha'rabim, sefeko tahor. From here we have a very famous halakha. Now you learned the source of it. The famous law is as follows. Safek tum'ah birshuta yahid sefeko tameh. Sefek tumah b'reshut rabim sefeko tahor. And even in the reshut yachid that we said sefeko tameh is dafka where it's daf, where there's a man above where you can ask him like the sota. The source of it is the law of eis sota. Because where is a tumah in private? Now the question is, what is considered private in public? So the Rambam points out over here, how many people are with the sota in that privacy? Two people. So up to two people is considered reshut hayahid. But let's say you're in a private domain, you got three people there. Three people already is considered reshut rabim. So reshut rabim that we're discussing is not the Hilchot Shabbat reshut rabim. The reshut rabim over here means public, there's people. How many people? More than the case of a sotah. Sotah is considered reshut hayahid. How many people are in the sotah situation? Two. That means anything more than two already, Rambam considers it sefek tum'ah b'reshut rabim, therefore sefeko tahor. Let's just read that in the Rambam itself, and we'll conclude with this. Rambam's halakha is said as follows. Sefek reshut yahid ketzat. Tum'ah shemunachat b'reshut yahid. V'sefek naga b'sefek lo naga. Sefeko tameh. Keshem shasota ubo'alim shenayim, kak sefek tum'ah b'shnayim. Aval im ayu shelosha b'reshut yahid, hare sefek tum'atam sham tahor k'reshut harabim. So that's what we said, three people. Ba'me devarim amonim keshoto shenitma b'sefek, yesh bo dat nishan d'drosh b'men. You can ask him, ma'ira lo kesota, like you can ask the lady. Aval im ayah heresh, o shote o kanazin, there was a guy there. But he has no dot. He has no brains. He's a Irish shotev katan. Shenu yudel lehashiv alanyan. Yes, what happened? He has no dot. Sefeko taor. Good. And he gives a case. Ketzat. Heresh o shotev katan shem bo dot lishael shenimsa b'chatzir. Private domain. O b'mavui sheyesh sham tumah. V'safek nagu v'safek lo nagu. Hare elu teorin. V'chen kol shem bo dot lishael afapin shalom da safek b'shut dehari sefeko taor. All the same don't human beings at all. At the time. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.